Coast to Coast on the World Wide Web. This is a special edition of Trot Radio, Racing at the Crossroads. Hello, everybody. I'm Norm Borg. This time of year is normally set aside for looking forward to better weather, better racing, all the lovely summer tracks that open up in the coming months, the Hanovers, the Clintons, the Grand Rivers. Instead of talking about that, we are forced to discuss the very survival of our industry, our sport, and ultimately the animals we love. But we're fighting the good fight. Oraya, under the direction of Sue Leslie, has been doing a tremendous job. All of them have been working tirelessly to get our message out to the government. Sue Leslie joins us. She has been performing yeoman service. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Norm.
It's Wednesday afternoon as we record this. The province has just seen the budget and the ad in the Toronto Star. Now, what's been the response to that ad so far?
Well, we've had no response from the province, but that would stay pretty true on pretty much everything they've done with this. So,
what about public at large, however? You know, the average public that, you know, reads a Toronto Star.
Well, I think it's a little early to get a true read on it because it just went out this morning, as you know. But certainly we're fielding calls already at Oraya about it. And the main reason for putting the letter in the Star was what's come through with the many conversations that Oraya is having both with the public and the MPPs is that people do not understand this program. When you have your own government portraying it as a subsidy and implying that it is taking tax dollars away from programs such as health care and education and the elderly, we just felt that it was time. You know, we've tried to be respectful of the government and the Liberal Party, and we certainly want to work with them going forward. We've made that clear to them. But that having been said, we just felt we could no longer not put out there in precise fashion exactly what this program is and the fact that it's not costing the taxpayers a dime.
Well, it's ironic, as you pointed out. Last year we were a contributing member. This year we're taking a subsidy. I find that rather ironic. One of the things that was pointed out by the Finance Minister Duncan is that in lieu of the slots at racetracks program, perhaps the racing industry could benefit from this Orwellian-sounding program, Jobs and Prosperity Council. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, I haven't heard from the government about it, but if you read the fine text on it, this council is formed to transition people away from the industry they're in to a new industry.
That makes me angry.
Makes me angry, too.
How condescending is that?
Exactly.
Okay, let's move forward because there's a lot more fighting this left yet. After the budget, you indicated that this next phase will rely on every single person in the industry. Anything you can shed on that?
Well, where we're at, Norm, is that Tim Hudak, the PC leader, has made it very clear that he's opposing the budget.
Right.
So the approval of the budget is going to come down to Andrea Horwath.
Right.
And Andrea has made it very clear in conversations with Oraya and with many of the NDP MPPs that they're all about jobs. So we need, and as you know, Andrea said that she is going to listen to what people have to say for the next 7 to 10 days. So we need our industry, each and every one of us, to rise to the occasion and communicate with Andrea's office and with every NDP MPP in Ontario and make them understand our industry, understand the program, understand the jobs that are at stake, because it's going to be in her hands to either take this government down or force this government to take a different approach to the horse racing industry going forward.
Is Oraya and the PR firm that you've hired in consultation with the New Democrats at this point?
We are, and we have been all along, and there will be something going out very shortly. It may, actually, I approved it this morning a couple of hours ago, so it may even be out there now, advising members of Oraya and racetrack operators to get their employees on side with a plan to go forward over the next week And like I say, it is going to be important that everybody participate. There's an 800 number for them to call.
There's a couple of things, Sue, that I find rather confusing. When the report came out by Drummond, OLG said, yes, some will go, some will stay. Well, how do you stay at a racetrack if you're going to end the bloody program?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, Norm, Drummond did not say end the program. Drummond said review the program based on value for money. And that, of course, has not been done. Minister Duncan wants to say that the OLG did a review with the industry. That's true. But they didn't do a review with the industry as to how the OLG impact the industry. They did a review to see whether, in their opinion, they were maximizing revenue for the OLG. So there's no review of horse racing and its contribution to Ontario or its contribution to the slot program. So where the OLG has gone is the OLG has said, this has nothing to do with horse racing, their decisions. Their decision, they were asked to review the OLG. They were not asked to review horse racing or what it contributed or what horse racing contributes to the province. They then went, they, in their own way, did their review on based strictly on gaming and decided that they can make more money by moving gaming to urban centers.
I'm not a mathematician, but even I get how that doesn't add up. But more on that later. I still don't understand how somebody like Mr. Godfrey can say some are going to stay, some are going to go. Well, if you're telling us you're ending the slots at Racetrans program, how is it that you're going to have? It's like being divorced with bed privileges, basically.
Well, it's very simple, Norm, because they are not going to go to racetracks and try to negotiate anything with racetracks that has anything to do with horse racing. The program has been canceled. So when they go to a racetrack, they're going to walk in and say, please do an RFP for us. There will be competition for the 700 slot machines you have here. If you can show us a solid business plan that says it's going to make the OLG a lot of money by leaving 700 here or 500 or increasing it to 1,000, we will review it, and we will compare it to other people who in this vicinity that are also going to be putting in an RFP, and whoever presents the best one will get the slots. They have nothing to do with horse racing. Nothing.
Let's talk about the thoroughbred side of the equation. What are you doing in terms of getting the thoroughbred entities, Ajax, Fort Erie, and Woodbine, to act as one? Because quite frankly, there's always been a concern amongst horse people that the WEG people might act on their own, cut their own deal, as it were. Is there a united front on the T-bred side?
Well, there isn't a united front on that side, but Norm, further, there's a united front on the side of Oriah, which is the entire industry. We're trying not to divide breed against breed or racetrack against racetrack or horse people against horse people. We, Oriah, are representing the industry right now. And Woodbine, as you know, sits on Oriah, so they definitely have one voice at Oriah. But they are letting Oriah take the lead. And Woodbine, in my view, is no more secure than some of the remote tracks in the rural areas. Woodbine are going to be against tough competition. Obviously, they're going to do their very best to put a dynamic RFP forward, and they certainly are committed to live racing, which is terrific. But there's no guarantee for anybody at this point. It's a bottom-line dollars and cents decision that the OLG are looking at, aside from the ministry, and nothing to do with horse racing.
There's been talk or a reference to having the slots at Racetrack's deal extended to 2015. Heard anything on that? How are those talks going?
I don't want to say too much publicly about exchanges between Canada and Oriah, to be honest with
sure.
you, Norm, but there are exchanges, and as I say, we, Oriah, are doing our very, very best to keep the industry united. That's where the force is if we are a united industry. I personally have worked very hard to try and not have individual groups or breeds or horse people on one side, racetracks on the other, because in my view, that just plays into the government hands. And that's what they're doing right now, a track at a time.
You know, I really feel so, I've internalized this so much, you know, all of us are losing sleep, you in particular, because you're working so hard. And let me just Let me just say to our listeners that Oriah has, in our opinion, been doing just a bang-up job. I don't see how anybody could do any better. Sue, keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Norm. I appreciate your support.